Anniversary, sixth anniversary. How about this? Speaking God's word, preaching God's word, and sharing God's word. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we do just thank you, Father, for your many blessings, Father. We thank you for the many provisions that you provided for us, Father, throughout the years, Father. Even before we knew that we needed them, Father, you were already caring for us. Father, I just thank you, Father, for all the activities that will be going on today, Father, that you would just be pleased in all that we do, that we have to honor and glorify you with, Father. And I pray, Father, that it would be a sweet incense into your nostrils, Father. And I just pray, Father, that each and every one of us, Father, would be blessed by knowing, Father, that we serve a mighty God, a loving God, Father, and a holy God. Father, we just thank you so much, and we welcome each and every one, and we welcome our special guest today, Father. For it's in Jesus' precious name that I pray, amen. And we'll be starting today with an opening prayer. Brother Kevin Ward, the choir is going to sing a hymn first, and then Brother Kevin Ward will be coming.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Please, if you'll stand with us, and we want you to sing along with you. I'm going to say the verse, and then you'll follow the choir, and they're going to repeat the verse. So just clap your hands. Do whatever the Lord lays on your heart to do.
Amen.
Father, just want to thank you for your amazing grace. Thank you for another opportunity to worship in your home today. We ask and pray, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to lift up Good Shepherd Baptist Church and the mission that we're on. We ask and pray, God, that you continue to put your hands on the pastor and his wife and the whole entire family, Heavenly Father. We ask and pray, God, that you would continue to lift up all the auxiliaries here at Good Shepherd Baptist Church. And Heavenly Father, we also ask that you would continue to put your healing hands on Brother Rayman and his wife, Heavenly Father, for their health issues. Heavenly Father, we know that there are tons of prayers that are going out for them throughout this world, Heavenly Father. We just want to issue one here from Good Shepherd Baptist Church that all may be well with you. We ask and pray, God, that all the speakers and entertainers today, they will be prepared. They will be prepared and have an uplifting service, that we would have an uplifting service. We ask these and many blessings, and let the church say,
Amen. You may be seated.
We'll be having a special announcement from Brother Brian and Sis Shyla Parker, and then right after we'll have Sister Dorothy Woodson doing our church history alignment. So if you come now at this time.
Testing. Good morning.
Good morning.
Giving honor to God, our Heavenly Father, and to Pastor Will, many thanks to our guests, Reverend Tommy Raley and his wife, Sister Linda Raley, to our members, visitors, and friends. We welcome
you to our sixth church anniversary.
To express the joy that this day brings, I wanted to share a scripture with y'all from one of Paul's books in the New Testament because Paul is my favorite.
And I wanted to share a scripture with you from the script from the book of Moses because Moses is my favorite.
Now, you can imagine, as newlyweds, we've been working on compromising.
At least I have.
I have too. But we realized in this situation, we didn't have to compromise because the entire Bible is the uncompromising word of God. And any scripture we decided to share with y'all would be good.
Today's theme, we're celebrating 6 years of the foundation which is laid in Jesus Christ, comes from 1 Corinthians 3:11. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one which is already laid in Jesus Christ.
You know, this is what I love about Good Shepherd and Pastor Will. Our foundation has been laid on the teaching and preaching of Jesus Christ. That's why I've been a member here for the past 6 years.
What? You mean you're not a member because your daddy is the pastor?
No, that's not it. And you're not a member because your wife is the choir director?
Okay. My wife is right. Her being the choir director is what got me here, but is what kept me coming is the sound teaching and preaching and the warm welcome which I receive every Sunday when I walk through these doors. Our prayer today is that each and every one of you will feel just as welcome as we do here when you walk through these doors.
In fact, we would like to invite you back to attend Sunday school, Sunday morning worship, and Wednesday night prayer and Bible study because fellowshipping with your brothers and sisters in Christ is so encouraging.
Speaking of fellowship, aren't we going to be doing some of that today after church?
Yep, we sure are. And like good Baptists, our fellowship is going to have food. So we hope you enjoy today's special service and will stay in fellowship with us immediately following our morning worship.
Because we're celebrating 6 years of the foundation which is laid in Jesus Christ, and that's something to be excited about.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to have a slight deviation. We're going to do a musical selection at this time, and then right after that, we'll have our announcements, and then we'll have a skit for burgers and fries. All right. Choir, we- Church history, and then the photos are going to move down, and then we'll come in with musical selection. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Brother Belcher. Giving all praises to God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Pastor Milbury, Pastor Raley, to Brother Fox, Brother Wilson, and the First Ladies, and to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. This is our church history. Good Shepherd Baptist Church began as a desire in the heart of its founding pastor, Reverend Willie E. Milbury. He wanted to establish a place of worship where people of every culture, classification, socioeconomic level, and color of skin not only would come, but would come together in spirit and in truth to worship our mighty God, the creator of all mankind. The Bible says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Psalms 37:4. Thus, Good Shepherd began as a mighty move of the hand of God. The wheels of providence were put into motion with a letter to Pastor Will from a childhood friend from Ohio, a dear sister in Christ, Mrs. Jessica Chavers, who now resides in Florida with her husband and family. The letter stated that Mrs. Chavers' pastor, Dr. Lord E. Meyer, was relocating to Arlington, Texas, and that it would be good for the two men to meet. Approximately 3 months later, the two men met at the home of Dr. Meyer, where the vision was shared, the Lord's guidance was sought, and Dr. Meyer offered to help. Within a very short span of time, God brought the next component into this kingdom building work. Dr. D.L. Moody of Pleasant View Baptist Church, PBC, Arlington, Texas, God moved and Pleasant View accepted the challenge of being the sponsoring church of what was to become known as Good Shepherd Baptist Church in Grand Prairie, Texas. Praise be to God for the missionary zeal, sharing, and caring spirit of his saints at PBC and all the other individuals, organizations, and churches that have stepped in to lend a much-needed and greatly appreciated helping hand. Obeying the biblical mandate to preach the word, Good Shepherd Baptist Church had its inaugural service on January the 4th, 2009. We began this work at 830 Mayfield Road, Suite 600, Grand Prairie, Texas. In March 2009, the Brotherhood and the Women's Guild Auxiliaries were created, and in July 2009, the Good Shepherd Baptist Church began to make a joyful noise unto the Lord through music when the mass choir was formed. 3.5 years later, again, through God's providential grace, he moved us just up the road to 1880 Mayfield Road, Grand Prairie, Texas, where on Sunday, July the 15th, 2012, we held our first worship service in this present edifice. Praise be to God. In March 2013, the Senior Urchins Auxiliary was formed, and to God's glory, in addition to Sunday school and Wednesday night prayer and Bible study, Good Shepherd Baptist Church was able to get God back into schools with its participation in the Child Evangelism Fellowship After School Program, which is also known as the Good News Club at the Sally Moore Elementary School. As God continues to bless the church, junior ushers were added to its auxiliaries in March 2014, and the men began their prayer line through conference calls called the Ring of Fire, and later the women began having their quarterly prayer meeting called Pizza and Prayer. To continue building our community outreach for Jesus Christ, in May 2015, Brother Jeffrey Guterman of Area Ministries accepted our invitation to teach the Word of God from a Jewish perspective here at the church on Thursday evenings. As Good Shepherd Baptist Church continues to lay and build its foundation in and upon Jesus Christ through delighting itself in the Lord by teaching and preaching the Word of God, praying without ceasing, and making a joyful noise unto the Lord, we look forward to the coming of the Lord, seeking a church without a spot or a wrinkle. As was mentioned in our welcome and occasion, I want to thank you for joining in and celebrating with us 6 years of laying the foundation in Jesus Christ. Thank you.
We'll now be having a musical selection from our youth.
First, we have, well, let's do ladies first. All right, Layla Martin, raise your hand. All right, come on down. Great job. Okay, Summer, come on down. Oh, be careful. Morgan, great job. Logan, wait, let's start over here. Logan, I know you're a guy. You don't need help. You don't need help. Okay, Jordan, come on down. Great job. Luke. And Andrew. Great job. Great job.
Let's see if we can get that tune out of your head today. Oh, my goodness. That'll get you going. All right, as we get ready to go to our announcements, I'd like to just, again, welcome everyone. And right after announcements, the brochure says we have photos, but that'll be down near the end of our program today. But at this time, we'll start with our announcements, and then Pastor Will have some closing remarks, and then we have some other little things in between that. At this time.
Good morning, Good Shepherd Baptist Church, family and friends. These are our weekly announcements beginning today, Sunday, July 12, 2015. Happy 6th church anniversary. Church business and reminders. Members, visitors, and friends, Sunday school begins at 9:15 a.m., and we would like for all of you to attend. Why? To find out more about God and his plans for us, adults, teens, and children. There is a class for each of you. No one is ever too old or too young to learn. Thank you, Brother Ed Fox and the Sunday School Department. Prayer meeting and Bible study is each Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. We are studying the Old Testament book of Joshua and are following a course outline. If you miss a day, please use the syllabus to stay up to date and to ask any questions you may have. You can get a syllabus for the book of Joshua at Wednesday Bible study or online. All are welcome to attend. Thank you, Brother Mike Belcher and Brother Bruce Edinburgh. Our Thursday evening Bible study is from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Annex. Brother Jeff Gutterman with Aerial Ministries will teach the scriptures from a Jewish perspective. The class schedule is outlined. This is open to the public, and there is no charge to attend. Thanks, and more to all of our members, visitors, and friends who attended or helped in any way with our 5th annual Women's Tea, which was on Saturday, July 20th. It turned out fabulously. The food, the speakers, the fellowshipping, and our Good Shepherd men who served us so graciously. Every year, we are blessed beyond measure. Looking forward to seeing you next June. Again, thank you, Sister Belinda Coleman, Chairlady. Members, our monthly meetings of the Women's Guild and the Brotherhood will be on next Sunday. Please all plan to attend. Much needs to be discussed. Thank you, Pastor Will. Please read your bulletin for additional good news, Shepherd news. Also, you may go to the church's website, www.goodshepherdbaptistgp.com, or like us on Facebook for more up-to-date information. Prayer requests. Please pray for our country, our military, our firemen, policemen, and teachers. The peace of Jerusalem, traveling grace for Sister Teresa Dancer and family. They are visiting other family members and friends in Colorado. Comfort and strength for the Coleman and Ray families. Sister Belinda Coleman's niece, mother, Charlene Ray, passed in Memphis, Tennessee. You may submit your prayer requests by email or phone. You may also write them out. Please put your written requests in the black box located at the Welcome Center in the foyer. Praise reports. Brother Greg Gates is in attendance after a recent surgery. There he is, sitting there. Surgery Sister Dorothy Woodson and family have returned home safely from their trip to New Mexico. Sister Belinda Coleman has returned home safely from attending a funeral in Memphis, Tennessee. Sunday, July 5th, was Sister Anita Edinburgh's birthday. There she is. For information you would like announced, for example, anniversaries or birthdays, you may call the church office at 972-262-1111 or send an email to info@goodshepherdbaptistgp.com. To be read on Sunday, all announcements must be in by 5 p.m. on Friday. Thank you for your attention. And one more thing before Pastor Will comes up. I forgot. Will all the visitors please stand and remain standing? We want to thank you for taking the time to visit with us today at Good Shepherd, and for choosing to be here as well. If you're looking for a church home, our doors are always open. If you're only in the area temporarily, we hope whenever you return, you will worship and choose to worship with us again. We appreciate your presence and hope the worship service will be a blessing to you. Thank you, and you may now be seated. In addition, for all visitors, if you have not had a chance to fill out a visitor's card, please do so and return it to one of our greeters at the Welcome Center in the foyer or to an usher. Now, once again, thank you for your attention. Also, Pastor Will has a special announcement in reference to the burgers and fries just for guys. Thank you.
Ooh, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey. Yeah, man, I'm hearing that you got something going over at your place, man. What's up? What's up with that?
Yeah, I got a burgers and guys for fries, a fellowship for men at my church at Good Shepherd Baptist Church on 1880 Mayfield, July 25th.
Wow, man. What's that all about? You know, I ain't been to church in a month of Sundays, dude. Like, what's up with that?
You know, it's about we're going to learn about the fear of the Lord. That's what we're going to learn about.
That's deep. I mean, how being afraid of God going to help me, man?
Being afraid of God, that means that's the first sign of knowledge and wisdom. That's what you got.
Oh, wow. You know, I wasn't too bright in school, man. Like, is it me? I'm going to get smarter or something?
It is. You are going to get smarter. It's going to help you out in life and help you get a little bit more educated as well. And, What the fear of the Lord is, say, for instance, your parents.
Yeah.
You weren't afraid of them until they started whooping you, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right, so that's the fear of the Lord.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And then you stopped doing a bunch of the bad things because you didn't want to get whooped, right?
Right. I never did it in front of them, no.
Exactly. But now, with God, he can see everything, though.
Oh, man.
So you're just going to have to come out again on July 25th at Good Shepherd Baptist Church and learn about the fear of the Lord.
Oh, man. So on 1880 Mayfield Road?
1880 Mayfield Road.
I'm up the street, man. Right up the street. Oh, wow.
Well, you can walk here then.
Yeah, that's in Grand Prairie, right?
In Grand Prairie.
Oh, dude. Thanks, man.
Anyhow, good morning, Good Shepherd Baptist Church. Good morning to our visitors and friends. Amen. 6 years. 6 years. It's exciting. 6 years. 6 years. 6 years just getting started. 6 years with Good Shepherd Mass Choir. Amen. Singing praises to the Lord. Okay, I'm not going to take too much of your time up right here. Just a couple things I want to announce. I want the folks in Good Shepherd to kind of keep this in mind. I'm going to call this program WWU. W-W-U. witnessing with urgency. See, because we take witnessing very casually. We say, well, as long as I get around to it sooner or later, cool. But what you don't understand is later might come sooner. And you got friends and you have family members who, according to Scripture, are on their way to hell. Think about that. While you're trying to decide whether to share the good news with somebody, you don't have to convince them. Our job is not to convince anybody of anything. But you think about, if you really believe what you say you believe about the gospel, if you really believe that when you close your eyes for the last time, you will be absent from the body, present with the Lord, then you have to believe, because it comes from the same book, that when that friend, that relative, that stranger closes their eyes for the last time, they will never get a drink of water. They will be just like the rich man in hell saying, will somebody give me just a drop of water? And if you really believe that, I'm encouraging you. I just want to say to you, pick up a bookmark, get a tract. I got to tell you this. When I was in seminary, Dr. Wimp, nothing like his name. This brother witnessed to everybody. His wife even got a chance to witness to Jackie Onassis at the airport. Because Dr. Wimp said, he said, you think this is for your cigarettes? He said, that's a track rack. And he always kept tracks in his shirt pocket, in his jacket pocket, in his pants pockets. And wherever he went, he made the conversation be about Jesus Christ. People aren't walking up to you saying, tell me about Jesus. That's not going to happen. But he always turned the conversation to Jesus. And I'm here to tell you, folks, you let somebody know about Jesus and get saved, they'll be forever grateful to you. And it doesn't cost you anything but a little bit of time and effort, and God will bless. WWU, witness with urgency. When you leave here today, purpose in your heart. Just like you purpose to go to a certain special restaurant. Ooh, today we're going to the Grand Lux. Ooh, today we're going to this. Just like you purpose to do anything else. Purpose in your heart when you get up in the morning. Say, Lord, give me at least two people. Give me at least two people that I can tell them about you. At least two. And he will. I guarantee you he will.
All right. So it's prayer time. So please come to our altar of sorts, to the front, especially if you're going through a difficult time or you need to pray for somebody else. Please make your way up to the front. You can stay where you are. God still hears. Okay, let's pray. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Lord, you made everything. You made the earth. You made our solar system, the entire universe. You created us too. And Lord, you did it in your image. That's how much you care for us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, you're on your throne today and you're still there. We may not acknowledge it, but Lord, you're in control. And I'm glad you are. Thank you, Lord. You say what's right and what's wrong, and because you're holy and just, you won't let wrongs go unpunished. You wouldn't be right if you did do that. So I'm glad you're there. And Lord, we sin against you, and please forgive us. You've given us a conscience to know what's right and what's wrong, and Lord, I'm guilty, and we all are. And you know our rebellion in our hearts. And so, Lord, we have rooms in our hearts where we just say, God, you know, this sin, no, it's my sin. I enjoy it. Or it's too hard to give up. But you have overcome the world. And we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we submit to you today our whole lives. Shine your light into those rooms with ugliness and wash us white as snow. We know that you're faithful and just to forgive us all our sins and to cleanse us from unrighteousness. You told Abel that sin was crouching at his door and that he must overcome it. He must master it. Lord, we have work to do in our lives. So be there with us, Lord. You are. You are Emmanuel. Lord, we want to earn that crown of righteousness. That's the prize we want. If we haven't already lost the chance for it, Lord, that's what we want. You're the God of second chances. So, Lord, we want to glorify you. Lord, some of us have sickness. We've got health issues. So we pray for those that are sick and just older and bodies breaking down. Lord, some health issues are caused by our sin. Lord, so Father, I just pray for healing. Jesus healed a lot of people. You're still in the healing business, whether it's spiritual or physical. Lord, we thank you for that Linda Riley's surgery has gone well on her knees. Thank you, Lord. And my surgery too. And other people I don't know about, Lord, please heal them. We especially pray for Tasha and for Marilyn, Lord. They have serious health issues, God. You're there. And Lord, we know that you raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. And the man at the pool that was crippled, you healed him. Lord, we believe. And so we're asking, believing, and just knowing that you will heal. So please, Lord, heal them. Lord, finances. There aren't many of us that don't have homes or food or even money in the bank, jobs. God, thank you. You have been very good to us. Very good. What a blessing. Some of us do need jobs or better jobs or you're Jehovah Jireh, so please meet our needs, Lord. We just need money. Thank you for America, Lord. You've given us a nation where there's freedom of religion and speech and slavery is outlawed. Lord, a nation that sends out missionaries to the world. And Lord, in the past 40 or 50 years or so, our nation has begun to turn our back on you. We have tried to kick you out of our schools and say, don't pray and don't read the Bible. And we don't want 10 commandments in our public places. And abortion and the stuff that's on TV and on our internet and all. And with abortion and most recently, Lord, with homosexual marriage. It's wrong, Lord. Please forgive us. We know that judgment's coming if we don't turn around and repent. Lord, we ask for revival. Let it start with us, Lord. Come, Lord. We pray for our policemen and firemen, the military, Lord. Give us a strong nation. We pray for our president and our congressmen, our judiciary. Lord, give these men your wisdom, godly wisdom. Let them know how to rule us justly and with righteousness. We pray for your kingdom, Lord. This church and the ministries here. Thank you so much for our pastor and the wisdom that you've given him and the vision for this church. Lord, Jesus is the head of this church, this local body. And Lord, thank you. Thank you for the friends that we have here. And for the 6th anniversary. Lord, we pray for Dr. Riley and your message through him that we would be willing to accept your message. You're going to speak to us, Lord. Help us to hear it and obey. give us hearts to accept your word and to follow your instructions. And Lord, if there's anyone here who is not saved, who does not accept Jesus as their Lord to do what he says, and that Jesus died for our sins and was raised on the third day, Lord, we pray for them for salvation, that they would accept Jesus. Thank you for the cross, Lord. We look forward to seeing you face to face. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Brother Kirby, Brother Gates, we thank you so much for your portion of the service this morning.
It is my pleasure to introduce to you a godly man, okay? A godly man. A right, fine, preaching man. And what's most important to me, he's my friend. He's my friend. His name is Brother Tommy Rayleigh, and I'm going to ask that the Lord use him, and I'm going to ask that y'all greet him and make him welcome here at Good Shepherd Baptist Church. Amen. God bless you.
Tragedies are commonplace, all kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. Economy's down, people don't get enough pay. But as for me, all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Folks without homes living out in the streets, the drug habit, some say they just can't be. Muggers and robbers, no place seems to be safe. But you've been my protection every step of the way, and I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. It could have been me.
Thank you.
Outdoors.
Thank you.
With no food.
Thank you.
And no clothes.
Thank you.
All alone.
Thank you.
Without a friend.
Thank you.
Or just another number.
Thank you.
With a tragic end.
Thank you.
But you didn't see fit. Let none of these be. 'Cause every day by your power.
For your power.
Thank you.
Thank you for protection.
Thank you.
Every hour.
Thank you.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you.
Thank you for your power.
Thank you.
Thank you for protection.
Thank you.
Every hour.
Thank you.
but really I don't mind. They try to stop and block my progress most of the time. You know the meanest thing you say don't make me feel bad. He's the best friend that I've ever had. I got Jesus, and that's enough. Oh Lord, and that's enough. Now I remember the time when I didn't have a dime. Nobody but the Lord.
Yes.
He heard my plea, come and see about me. He's my all in all. I say, you put me down, but Jesus, he lifts me up.
Yes.
He always with me when things get rough. I got Jesus, and that's enough. Oh Lord, and that's enough. I'm talking about a mind emancipator, a heart regulator.
Jesus is.
He's my doctor and he's my God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I got Jesus, and that's enough.
Jesus.
I got Jesus,
Jesus.
And that's enough.
Jesus.
Do you want me?
Jesus.
And that's enough.
Jesus.
Do you need him?
Jesus.
And that's enough.
Jesus.
Do you praise
Jesus.
Him? And that's enough.
Jesus.
Do you call
Jesus.
Him? And that's enough.
Jesus.
I got Jesus, and that's enough. Oh Lord, and that's enough. I'm talking about a mind emancipator, a heart regulator.
Jesus is.
He's my doctor and he's my God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I got Jesus, and that's enough.
Jesus.
I got Jesus,
Jesus.
And that's enough.
Jesus.
Do you want him?
Jesus.
And that's enough.
Jesus.
Do you need him?
Jesus.
And that's enough.
Jesus.
Do you praise
Jesus.
Him? And that's enough.
Jesus.
Do you call
Jesus.
Him? And that's enough.
Jesus.
I got Jesus. And that's enough. Oh Lord. And that's enough.